And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel. And joining me in the studio today for our morning interview is Lauren Salemo. Lauren is our 2026-2027 Sarah Evangeline Hughes News resident. Well, welcome to Raven Radio and welcome to Sitka, Lauren.
Thank you. I am so grateful to be here.
You've been here since, Saturday? Okay, so you arrived just in time for the spring, good spring weather.
Yeah, I'm soaking up the sun these days.
Well, you are here from Northeastern, so you just graduated from Northeastern University's Journalism School, and you were actually directed to Raven Radio by Jeb Sharp, who is a former KCAW news director from back in the early 1990s. We love Jeb Sharp here, and she was one of your instructors. So how did she convince you to apply for this residency?
Well, I didn't really know about the residency option, but KCAW, I suppose, was always in the back of my mind. I had Jeb Sharp as one of my first professors, my first semester of my freshman year.
Oh, what a great introduction to journalism and broadcast journalism for you.
Yeah, and she was kind of telling us about her background. She mentioned that she worked at a station in Sitka, Alaska, and I thought, wow, how cool. And, you know, I didn't think too much about it. And then last fall, I took a radio and podcast journalism class with her and really just fell in love with audio storytelling. And she mentioned that there was this fellowship available, and here I am in Sitka, Alaska. Never would have thought, but I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so curious. You mentioned that you took this class from Jeb, right? And you kind of got the bug for radio journalism or radio broadcasting. What do you think it is about this medium that is so appealing to you? What resonates with you?
There's a few different things. I think, for one, the style of writing on my end suits what I would like to write about or how I would like to write. And then I also think the nature of the interview, people get shy in front of cameras, so I feel like a microphone is perhaps a little less intimidating, and you really can capture their authentic voice and their tone. And then when it comes to editing, it's almost musical to me. It's kind of like a composition. So I just enjoy beginning to end, the whole process.
You know, when we compare radio journalism, broadcast journalism to print journalism, we're less of that new source of record, right? Although that is an important dimension of the journalism we produce. But it's that emotional content that you were alluding to in tone of voice and inflection, and that really brings forth that human being who you're interviewing and who we're listening to. And it sounds like that's a powerful experience for you.
Yes, definitely.
Well, you'll get lots of opportunities to speak to and interview many different folks here in Sitka and around Southeast Alaska. You know, I'm curious about this internship in particular. What is it that appeals to you, right? Sitka is a beautiful place. Alaska is really interesting and compelling, right? And broadcast journalism, it sounds like it speaks to your spirit and your soul. What is it about, in particular, how Raven Radio operates or how you understand it operates from Jeb that drew you in?
Yeah, I mean, it seems very collaborative. If I have questions, I am more than free to ask them to those I'm working with. And I think it's just very boots on the ground. I got here and even yesterday did a little write-up on the Salmon Derby. So
we loved that story. That was a great story.
Day one. And I'm already, you know, talking to people and learning things about town. So I think over the course of the year, I'm going to value the mentorship that comes with it, but also the experience of just getting out there and learning things as I go.
You know, that's kind of reflects Alaskan values as I understand them, right? Which is, it's very experiential. It's we fully live our lives, or at least we strive to do so. And I think that is reflected in how Raven Radio mentors its young journalists. What have you done so far? Well, you've been in Sitka. You covered the Salmon Derby, which was a fun experience for someone from New Jersey, right? You're from New Jersey.
Yes, I'm from the East Coast, so big change for me. So far, I have been adjusting to the time change and trying to not go to bed at 6 p.m. and just walking around, especially while the sun's out, checking out the trails and just sitting on rocks and taking in the views. That's what I've been up to.
What kind of experiences are you hoping to make space for yourself this year?
I'm trying to say yes to everything. So I would like to experience the whole range of things that are going on here. For one, I really want to hike and bike and get out on the water and just experience the magnificent nature that's here. And then I want to get to know the community, so go to different events. I know there's a lot of arts events going on, especially in the summer. And I was over at a neighbor's house the other day at a fire, and they were mentioning the contra dances in the winter. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I'm just going to be open to it all.
Well, and we typically have a big contra dance for 4th of July. So
all right.
You'll probably enjoy that.
Yeah.
So reflecting upon your experiences in grad school, what do you think has most prepared you for reporting in Alaska?
I mean, the program that I was in was just very experiential. They wanted you to get out in the city of Boston and talk to the people there and do real stories and not stay in the classroom. They really didn't want you in the classroom. So I think from the things I worked on, whether it be a documentary or, written pieces or audio pieces, they just really wanted me to get out there and try new things and make mistakes and learn from them. So I think I feel very flexible and adaptable when it comes to the different stories I could be working on.
You know, you had a range of careers you could have pursued, and you ultimately chose journalism. What is it about this field that appeals to you?
The reason I decided to study journalism was because it checked off a lot of boxes of things I like to do. I like to write, take photos, make videos. So on the technical side, that's why I started to study it. And then I just fell in love with the idea of meeting new people and hearing their stories and getting to tell it in fun and exciting ways. So yeah, it kind of transformed into this love for the art of storytelling.
And this is what radio is about, whether we're talking about news or a morning interview or a locally produced music show. This is about storytelling.
Right.
It's about connecting with the person on the other side of the microphone, and by extension, we're connecting with everybody who is listening. So you didn't always have journalism in your radar. You originally wanted to be a meteorologist.
That's right. Yeah. Ever since I was, 2 or 3 years old, I was obsessed with the weather reports on TV. So for 10 years, I thought that would be me. I had a rain gauge at home. We have all these little gadgets in my house of, if the weather's good, if the weather's bad, they do all these different things. So yeah, I was always obsessed with the weather.
I love that, right? And it really speaks to one of the qualities that I imagine you bring to journalism, which is that of curiosity. And another quality is observation.
Yes.
And I think there's a lot of potential overlap here, right? Well, number one, you will always find Southeast Alaskans interested in talking about the weather. So you can probably indulge that interest of yours for as much as you would like while
Great.
You're here. And then I'm thinking a lot about climate change, right? And how Alaska's on the front lines. We're on the front lines. And that this could be a really interesting and fulfilling synthesis of your interest areas for you.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm looking forward to exploring that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Lauren.
Thank you for having me.
I've been speaking with Lauren Salemo. Lauren is KCAW's new Sarah Evangeline Hughes News resident. You'll be able to see her around the station and around and about town. Don't hesitate to go up to her and introduce yourself and let her know what news stories you would like her to cover. I just took the liberty of suggesting that, Lauren. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, no, those are great ideas. But yeah, feel free to say hi. I'm looking forward to meeting everyone.
Yeah, and let Lauren know what's important to you, because that is what radio journalism is all about. Thanks so much for joining us, Lauren.